Yes, Chris, of course. The massive result for us. 2 weeks ago at our home ground in O'Rahill Park, Wicklow come and give us a lesson and beat us by 20 points. So, look, we were closer than that to them, and we were disappointed with our performance that day. You know, so, look, we learned a lot and learned a lot about Wicklow. And, look, the coming today and so many boys missing, it's a big result. You know, with a lot of young lads on today and first time playing or first time starting, and they put on a massive shift for us, and it just shows a couple of weeks is a long time in sport, and it's a big turnaround for us from getting beat by 20 points a couple of weeks ago. So look, as you say, we're 5 up at half time, but we were playing off the breeze, and they came out and hit the next 3 scores straight away in a 2-point game. So we showed great character and composure to see the game out, and it's nothing nicer than winning these type games. When you win a game by a point, Chris, you always get a good feeling out of it, you know, when the final whistle goes. So, look, we'll take a lot of positives from today.
Absolutely, and you also had, I think it was Ronan McDermott sent off, so they had that numerical advantage in the latter stages. So I'm sure from a defensive point of view as well, you must be well pleased the way things went.
Yes, and down to 14 men, we had to play maybe 28 minutes with 14 men in the second half, and not only that, Ron McDermott was one of our better players, so it was a massive loss, you know, and at that stage you're thinking maybe that's going to be the turning point in this game, you know, but to be fair to the boys, they dug deep, you know, and we had a sweeper on this and Dara Malidia, who's tidied up a lot in defence, and to be fair, our defence is very, very good, and they weren't quite away as easy as they did a couple of weeks ago, and you know, all round it was a great performance. And look, a Division 2B final is somewhere we've never been, and you know, it's definitely going to be a big ask against Meath, but the fact of being there, Chris, it's all about improvement for us and maintaining this improvement every year, and again, we've gone up now to a 2B final, so it's a place we've never been against a very top team, maybe like Meath, who probably say a couple of levels above us in championship. So look, nice place to be, and whatever come the results, it's been a very impressive league for us, you know.
Yeah. And you mentioned there about some younger players today coming in. You know, it's important to have that strength and depth, and you do seem to have that now in good competition for places.
Yes, and the only way you find these young boys out if they can step up is when you get a few injuries, Chris. We threw even Kieran Bradley in last week and he had a good performance, and he started today again, you know, and you've Rory Campbell and Liam McKinnon, and they're only 19 years of age. It's consistently performing at this level now, and that's what we want, you know, and it's going to ask a lot of questions when we have a full bill of health for us to pick this team, and that's a headache as a manager that you want, you know, and myself and Gabriel and Jamesy will have a lot of thinking to do come championship in 3 weeks, even after the match next week, you know, a lot of boys will still be injured and missing next week, but after that, these young boys have put a lot of stamp and jerseys here, so that's always a positive, and it's nice get these young boys in and bred through at this level, you know.
And do we know yet, Mickey, the venue and the time, has that been confirmed?
No, we have no venue or time yet, you know. It possibly could be a double header with the Division 3A final we're hearing at the minute, but nothing confirmed yet, Chris.